If a nega appears on a beget, a bright green or a bright red nega appears on a beget, the beget would become for up to 2 weeks. And there are three simanim, tuma, on a beget that would cause a beget to be burnt, a bright green nega or a bright red nega, or if the nega spread, these are simanim tuma that would cause a beged to be burnt. But not to say that if the beged has a bright green or a bright red nega, that the beged would be burnt immediately. Only if that bright green or bright red nega is still there after 2 weeks would the beged be burnt. If a bright green or a bright red nega develops on a beged initially, when he took it to the car and it had a bright green or a bright red nega, that would cause the beged to be tummy. Now, it would not cause the beged to be burnt immediately, as we just said, but it would be put away to see if that nega is still there after 2 weeks, and then it would be burnt. If the bright green or bright red nega is still on the beged after the beged has been put away for 1 week, that would cause the beged to remain tame, not that we would burn the beged at the end of the first week, but it would be put away for another week to see if the bright green or bright red nega is still there after 2 weeks. Or if the bright green or bright red nega is still there by the end of the second week that it was put away, then in such a case, the beged would be burnt. As if the bright green or bright red nega was there for 2 weeks and it still hasn't gone away, at such a point, the kohen would command that the beged should be burnt. Or if after 2 weeks, the bright green or bright red nega is not quite as bright or quite as red, in such a case, the kohen would ponder the beged. The beged would no longer be tummy. And if after the kohen ponder the beged, the bright green or bright red nega returned, it was just as bright as it was originally, as it became brighter after the p'tor, in such a case, that would be a simen tuma, and the kohen would command that the beged be burnt. Uvapishyon b'sov shavua rishon, b'sov shavua sheni, l'achra p'tor. If the nega spread, if a beged is a bright green or a bright red nega, and the kohen would makami the beged had to be put away to see if a simen tuma develops. And by the end of the first week, the nega had spread. That's a simen tuma that would cause the beged to be burnt. Or if after 1 week the nega had not spread and the kohen put away the beged for another week, and by the end of the second week the nega had spread, that's also a simen tuma. Or if after 2 weeks the nega had not spread and also the color was not quite as bright, and therefore the kohen pocketed it after 2 weeks and said that the beged is no longer tummy, and then after the kohen pocketed the beged and said that the beged was no longer tummy, subsequently the nega then spread. And in such a case, even though the nega was not quite as bright as it was originally, since it now spread, that would be a simen tuma and would cause the beged to be burnt. Umitamin b'shnei shavuos shehein shlosha asur yom. A beged that has a bright green or a bright red nega would be tame for up to 2 weeks to see if the simen tuma develops or if the color remains for 2 weeks. Altogether, 13 days. It's only 13 days since the last day of the first week also counts as the first day of the second week. A house on which a nega appears on the inside walls of a house would be tame for up to 3 weeks. A kohen would lock up the house for up to 3 weeks to see if a simen tuma develops. There are three simanim that would cause the kohen first to root out the stones on which the nega appeared, and then, if the nega persists, to knock down the entire house. The three simanim are a bright green nega, a bright red nega, and pishyon, meaning to say that the nega spread. Not to say that as soon as a bright green or bright red nega appears on the walls of the house, that the kohen would root out the stones or knock down the house, but if the bright green or bright red nega would be on those stones for 2 weeks without getting darker or without diminishing, in such a case, that would cause the kohen to rip out the stones on which the nega appeared. Be a rock rock uva dam dam betchila. B'sov shavua rishon, b'sov shavua sheni, b'sov shavua shlishi, l'achra p'tor. If the bright green or bright red nega was on the walls initially, by the time the kohen saw it, it had a bright green or a bright red nega, that would cause the kohen to lock up the house. If by the end of the first week the bright green or bright red nega is still on the walls, the kohen would then lock up the house for its second week. If by the end of the second week the bright green or bright red naga is still on those stones, the coin will rip out the stones on which the naga appeared and replace them with new stones, and then lock up the house for a third week to see if the naga returns. If by the end of the third week the naga had returned, the bright green or bright red naga had returned to the stones of the house, in such a case, the entire house would be knocked down. And so too, your rock rock and adam dam the simen tuma la'achar ha'patur, after the coin had already potered up the house. Meaning to say, for example, if after 2 weeks the coin had ripped out the stones and replaced them with new stones, and then locked up the house for another week, and then by the end of the third week the nega had not returned, so the coin would potter the house, and the house would be tar. But if after the coin potters the house, the nega returned, in such a case also, that would be a simen tuma, and the coin would knock down the entire house. Uvatishim. And also the spreading of the nega is a simen tuma. B'sov shavua rishon. B'sov shavua sheni. B'sov shavua shlishi. La'achar ha'ptur. If a nega appeared on the walls of the house, and the coin locked up the house, and by the end of the first week, the nega had spread, that would cause the coin to rip out the stones on which the nega had appeared and then spread and replace them with new stones. And then he would lock up the house for another week to see if the nega returned. Or, if at the end of the first week the nega had not spread, the coin would not remove the stones. Instead, he would lock up the house for a second week. If by the end of the second week the nega had spread, that would cause the coin to knock down the entire house. Or if by the end of the second week the nega had not spread, so the coin in such a case would take out the stones on which the nega had appeared. And since the nega was still there at the end of the second week, even though it had not spread, the coin would remove the stones on which the nega appeared. And then he would lock up the house for a third week to see if the nega reappears. If by the end of the third week the nega reappeared, that would be a simen tuma and cause the coin to knock down the entire house. Or la'achar ha'ptur, after the coin had already potted up the house, the nega had returned, in such a case, that's also a simen tuma. Like we said, if the coin at the end of 2 weeks had removed the stones on which the nega had appeared and replaced them with new stones, and then locked up the house for another week to see if the nega returned, and the nega did not return, the coin potted the house and said that the house was tahar, and then after the coin said the house was tahar, the nega did reappear on the walls of the house, in such a case, that would cause the house to be entirely knocked down. The house would be tame for up to 3 weeks. A house that a nega appeared on the inside wall would be locked up for up to 3 weeks by the coin, which altogether is 19 days. The reason why it's only 19 days is because the last day of the first week would also count as the first day of the second week, and the last day of the second week would also count as the first day of the third week. So therefore, 3 weeks altogether is only 19 days. Ain't been a gone pachas mi shavua echad, but lo yoser av shlosha shavuos. None of the negon that we have mentioned here in this part is tame less than 1 week. As even a nega that appeared on a shchin or a mechveh, on a boil or a burn, is locked up for 1 week. That's the least that a nega is locked up for, and no nega is locked up for more than 3 weeks, as all the nega that we mentioned in this parak were locked up for a maximum of 2 weeks, with the exception of the nega on the inside of the walls of the house that we discussed in this mishnah, that a house would be locked up for up to 3 weeks.